Yeah, for sure. Totally. And that's kind of what I was saying earlier is, you know, that gratitude for the way things went down, because I feel like ultimately it was what was best for me, not just to be able to learn behind Brett, but to get picked by this organization, to kind of have a resettling of the ego and the competitive drive and the work ethic of okay, and now I'm in a room for the first time in my life with a guy who's better than me. You know, he throws it better. Mastery of system is better. Instincts are better. Pocket presence is better. And that was great for me because I really got to see exactly what I needed to work on in order to become great, because my dreams and my aspirations and my drive was to be great. Had I gone to a space where I didn't have that in the room, maybe I wouldn't have been able to firsthand see kind of comparatively where I was at to where I want to be. Now, you know, as a competitor, as a, you know, person who's had success, you always think that you can do it regardless of where you're at and regardless of who's around you. But the fact is, you know, a lot of it is situational. It's coaching, it's motivation, it's inspiration. It's a lot of things that you can control, and then some things that are outside of your control. And I'm fortunate that a couple of those things are out of my control, you know, so the coaching and then being able to play with Brett kind of went in that fashion, because, you know, I got to see what greatness looked like firsthand. I got to be coached by, you know, Tom Clements and Alex Van Pelt, you know, as a younger player, Mike McCarthy calling the plays for me, Joe Philbin as a great mentor, as a young player, you know, having those guys was really special. Then obviously the kind of guys that we've had here, you know, the Donald Drivers and Jennings and Jones and Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, you know, obviously Devontae that we have now, you know, it's been a good group of guys to be able to play with.